morning sickness.
Morning sickness.
Now I feel awkward, though.
The gas cannon!
Because he wanted to hug everybody. I'm not
the, Craig Gass has joined us now on with Gary Cannon for tonight's big Holmberg's Happy Ending show over there at Celebrity Theater, which is going to be fantastic tonight. Jay Moore will join us at 2 o'clock this afternoon. Fingers crossed, boys, that he doesn't have
that could he doesn't be extended have time. Extended play.
But I did get a text from him yesterday saying he was excited. He can't wait to be here today, which is better than the text I got last time, which were pictures of vomit on a wall saying, I'm not kidding, this is really bad.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, it was really bad. So, good, we're redoing it. It's like the holidays haven't happened yet. This is the end of 2017, and Craig's been here every, like, once, like a week for, like a full week for the last 3 months, I guess. I was here in October, November, December, and now here. We just keep canceling, he just keeps showing up. It's fantastic. Welcome back, Craig.
It's great to be back.
Any new material since December?
Craig
Gass, everybody. Thanks for coming in. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
No, yeah, it's been a month since we last had you.
Or Alex Jones.
Yeah, and we built it all up, and it was great, and then it all died right
I there. Did a roast.
Did you? Who?
Did a roast of a bunch of roadies, a bunch of guys who work, this guy Charlie Hernandez, who's the production manager for Aerosmith and Kiss and the Police.
Oh, wow.
He started with Queen. He started with Freddie Mercury.
Gary's open for all these bands.
So
he warms them up.
That'd be an ugly crowd.
Yeah, that's very true.
It was all roadies.
I know.
Oh, God.
And then a comedian friend of mine, Courtney Cronin, who also writes for a bunch of TV shows. Yeah, Courtney helped all the roadies write material. But one of the roadies on the dais, his name is Pyro Pete.
Okay.
He's been doing pyro for over 30 years.
Oh, no.
No hair, no eyebrows.
No, and has a twitch. Honest to God, has a twitch, which is some kind of nervous disorder, but it's kind of weird to have your pyro guy like constantly like,
He's about to light the fuse.
But Pyro Pete was the pyro guy the night that James Hetfield got burned.
Really?
Which is a gift. It's such a gift.
For a comedy,
yeah. The guy did more damage to Metallica than Lou Reed did. I mean, when you have a guy like that. So it was like everyone was excited that Pyro Pete was there to be able to say, Pyro Pete, you could never work for ISIS because when ISIS blows someone up, it's supposed to happen.
Is he here tonight?
Hopefully he'll be there.
Good
so
20
we can.
Minutes.
He's
right
on
there.
The list.
He's actually running pyro during Jay Moore's
Gary,
set.
If you see a guy that looks like me but with no eyebrows, leave him alone. That's Craig's guy. That is not your
it's
audience.
Yeah, plus
you can't
one.
Make fun of him. Yeah. Now, this is a thing, Gary, that Craig likes to subtly through his homelessness, text me over a few things that might make me like Craig a little more.
Okay.
And last night I got a text that says, is there like a super secret awesome VIP entrance for some of my guests?
No, wait, we're not going to say.
I already said it.
You already said it?
This is what I'm talking about.
Wait, I didn't hear this.
Well, it's because and I'm like, I don't know, maybe. I don't know why. Well, Randy Johnson wants to come, but he can't come unless we can teleport him in. He wants super secret entrances for his guests.
Nice. For the record, Randy's not asking for any special treatment. I'm just asking if we can make sure to
you're
make
just
it
putting it on me.
Well, only because I hadn't heard him back from anyone at the station at the time when I heard from you, and I said, "Hey, do you think this would be cool?
We can get him in there."
Randy knows how the Celebrity Theater works.
Randy's been to the Celebrity Theater before.
When we had him judge the contest, they just took him back there.
Yeah, we're good. We got that.
You know that place.
It was a good name drop.
VIP.
It was so good.
Yeah. His original email was, "Should I just go to the box office and just go and go to Will Call?" And I was like, 6'10" Randy Johnson picking up tickets.
He'll do it.
Brady
went on a trip with him to go see Ron Capps in the drag cars, and they stayed in the same Days Inn together.
Days Inn?
They drove together, and they were too cheap
to
get.
Split a $99 room.
Yeah. Bunch of tight asses.
Yeah.
A friend of mine was on a Southwest flight with him.
With Randy?
From Phoenix back to L.A.
Randy flies Southwest Airlines?
Yep. Yeah.
Wow.
And 1 o'clock at night?
Wow.
Are you asleep? No, I'm not. Let's talk.
Hey, Brady.
Where are your hands?
Yeah, I can't
between
sleep.
Two people.
Yeah, exactly. Again, planes, trains, and automobiles.
Is Pyro Pete coming in through the back?
Yeah.
Or is he just going to blow up his own entrance?
He's got a very cool entrance.
You know who took South? A friend of mine worked with Motley Crue, and their singer, Vince Neil, was on a Southwest Airlines flight with my buddy. And they make the announcement at the gate that we're going to begin boarding in a few moments.
First, we're going to start with our VIPs, and then we'll begin boarding the rest of you.
Really?
And Vince Neil goes, dude, did you hear it? It's VIPs. And he goes, I don't think that's what they mean. You have to pay. They call the people who pay an extra $35
right.
their VIPs.
Right.
And he goes, no, they said VIPs. And so the guy goes up to the ticket counter and goes, excuse me, I'm traveling with Vince Neil. And the lady goes, who? And he goes, it's the singer of Motley Crue. He's sitting over there. It would mean a lot to him if you could allow him to board with the VIPs. And she goes, sir, it's a $35 fee to pre-board. And that's the class is called the VIP class. And he goes, yeah, but if you could, and they go back and forth so much. She goes, you know what? Just get out. Yes, you can go. Just get out of my face. And he goes back. He goes, Vince, we're all set. I'm like, all right, ladies and gentlemen, boarding the flight to Los Angeles. Beginning with our VIPs, and Vince Neil gets up. All right.
That's awesome.
We flew Southwest Airlines.
Southwest.
Everyone's
first
class.
That's what we flew.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You and Randy flew first class?
Yeah, and they pulled us aside because we were sitting down
gigantic.
In the regular area,
right.
And all these people were coming.
Right, they pulled him aside. You were
and
just
they're like, they're coming to me, and they're like,
you were just holding his bag.
I had to pick these bitches off of me.
Like, Brady, we're big listeners. Can we get your autograph?
Right,
so they're like, they pulled us aside and put us in a little bullpen, and then when they announced it, they put us on for.
Oh God,
boy.
You had to love that.
Oh, you had to love that a
Eric,
lot.
It was sweet.
Clear the way.
Look out.
VIPs rolling through.
Look at these asshole passengers.
Yeah.
Sorry, poor people. Man, this place is a real hole.
Unbelievable. Yeah, they pulled us aside.
Oh, yeah.
You probably just glommed on. Mr. Johnson is not both of your
We
names.
Traveled together.
Yeah, I'll tell you, whenever I go with Randy, we get bothered so much.
It's unbelievable.
Oh, man. We couldn't even enjoy a meal without people all over us.
Just people constantly going, Randy. Yeah. But the best part
Come on, guys.
When we
I'm
landed.
Just a regular Joe.
It's 10 o'clock at night, and we're hungry, and we go to this Boston Pizza, and you're thinking, oh, this is going to happen all the time. There we are sitting in the lobby at Boston's waiting for 20 minutes for the table. And I told him, I go, you have no juice.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Take our business to Applebee's.
Yeah, Freddie got him right in. $35. Yeah, so that's it. So any other celebrity guests we should have a special entrance for tonight, Craig?
There might.
Leah Remini?
I'm going to wait till later tonight. You know Leah Remini.
Come on,
yeah, did
man.
You get her?
Bring in the Scientologist,
I
want to
talk about Scientology.
Yeah. I'll text it later.
Yes.
Text it later.
Gary, do you have any celebrities that are coming to see you?
I did. You know what I tried to
no,
do?
Just
nobody.
No.
Because I grew up here, I texted everyone I knew who lives here in Phoenix.
From 4 years
old. Who I've seen.
Right.
At the Celebrity Theater.
Oh, okay.
Because Celebrity Theater is the first place I ever saw a comedy
show.
When I was 15 years old, I bought a ticket to go see George Carlin.
Oh, wow.
At the Celebrity Theater. And I still have my tickets.
Did you text George?
Yeah, I did. I haven't heard from him.
Yeah, it's weird.
Yeah.
Is Grace coming?
Is Mark Grace?
I text you about that, too.
Yeah, you did.
I wanted you to bring that jersey, but you keep saying it's in storage. It's in storage by my home. I'm like, well,
it
if you have
storage.
A home,
with
why do you
George
have
Carlin tickets?
I'll get it.
Exactly.
I'll get it. I'll
I
get
know.
The.
I know.
Whenever I figured out his home is a storage unit.
Watch this. Where do you live, Gary?
Encino.
Oh,
there
Craig?
You go.
Tarzana.
I don't believe it.
Tarzana adjacent.
Right down the street.
Gary even laughed at that. What, no one cool lives
what
in Tarzana.
Are you on? What street? I know that area pretty well.
I'm right off of Ventura.
What street?
Ventura is easy to say. It's like Main Street.
And Reseda.
Ventura and Reseda.
The biggest streets in
You guys want a map quest then?
Yes.
I want addresses.
We
I want
know this really exists.
I want proof of purchase.
I'm right off of
we
Main Street.
We want to Zillow that path.
I'm on Main and First. It's kind of tough to
Near
find.
Near the garment district.
I'm actually cracking. I'm starting to crack under the pressure. I actually want to say around the corner from where I live. Right around the corner from that.
I don't believe it.
Yeah.
I also picture it also that it's empty and sad and filled with cobwebs because you're never in it. You are never in it. Ever, yeah. But we got you here, which is great.
I do remember a guy when I was living in an apartment on Canoga. I remember this guy seeing me in the hallway. And he goes, Craig, guess what are you doing here? And I go, I live here, dude. What's up? I was all excited.
Somebody
I remember
knew?
Even opening the door. I was still living with Jill at the time. And I was like, babe, get out of here. This guy knows who I am. What's up? And he goes, yeah, man, what are you doing? I go, oh, man, I live right here. And then I remember walking away and going, why did I do that?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. So
that apartment is empty 3.5 weeks out of every month. And I'm like, anything you need, just bust in there.
Free for all.
Take whatever you want.
My buddy and I just, we literally, because it's near our new house now, we drove by the Karate Kid apartment building in Reseda. And I just sat there mesmerized for about 20 minutes.
It's still
I'm like, there's
the
pool.
Weird. That dirty old pool still in there?
That dirty old pool.
Every time I'm in Sedona and I go by that one section where they had to push the car, it hits me that this is where, you know, Ralph Macchio was pushing that car. I'm like, why do I think of that? I'm up here all the time. They've changed all the buildings down there. It doesn't even
look.
Did you
go look for Mr. Miyagi's little room?
Yeah.
It is there. It's like
off
to the side. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
It's great.
That is pretty cool.
It's pretty awesome. Just
I'd forgotten that Miyagi's workshop was attached to that building.
Yeah.
Gary waxed on over there.
Did you paint the nail?
No, waxed off.
Were you waxing off?
You know
right hand wax off.
That outdoor mall at the 405 and the 101 where it comes together?
Yeah.
That outdoor mall
where
the arc light is?
Yeah. Craig, where are you at? Right out the 405.
The second shanty?
That was the mall where they filmed Fast Times at
Ridgemont
High.
Yeah. Yeah. How about that?
Yeah.
Where
the Sherman Oaks
Galleria?
Sherman Oaks Galleria.
It's an outdoor mall now, but it used to be an indoor mall, and that's where they filmed. Wow.
I always wanted to go find that dugout where Stacy got banged in.
Oh, the pool house?
No.
We're all those
the
dugouts.
The
dugout.
That's right. Okay.
All that stuff is scrawled on on the bench.
Where she got
She's
pregnant.
Got to be somebody's baby.
That's right. I forgot because they did it in the pool house too. But that was
with Damone.
Damone nailed it.
But the stereo salesman. No, it was the stereo salesman early in the movie.
You're right.
The
God,
stereo salesman.
I gotta watch it.
Ron Johnson.
Yeah. Oh my God.
That was
God.
His name. Yeah.
You've done too much time.
I have.
Ron Johnson.
I told you I only work 15 minutes a day.
He's coming tonight.
I want
Ron
a lot of sweatpants.
This is a new impression that Craig was doing at the Suns game with me of a very specific thing. If you ever watched, did you ever watch the HBO show about prostitution?
Hookers at the Point.
Hookers at the Point.
No.
The narrator is a former pimp.
Yeah.
And we were doing this for the cheerleaders of the Suns, and this happened the whole night.
Brady was thrown out of a Tony Roma's for sucking the bone. Brady was the new kid on the block who loved to suck on ribs.
It went on for
it
hours.
It went on for,
it was hilarious. But yeah, if nobody
not
knows
going over
it,
well at
no,
all.
No,
here.
It's not killing here. Nobody knows who it is but me. Because I've been trying to do it to friends. I'm like, every time a friend says something, I'm like, that's exactly what they want you to think on the streets. I'm like, what are you doing? Like, oh, interesting. The hooker show on HBO.
Brandy was the new kid on the block who loved to suck lollipops.
It's just a very iced tea, creepy guy.
We were dying.
And it's mixed in with the creepiest footage of real damaged human beings doing
having
real damaging stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. And we were doing it 1 foot away from the cheerleaders of the Suns.
She needed the money, so she was a cheerleader. But afterwards.
Between that and the two guys with the open collar.
Yeah, it was great.
Walking in every other minute, going back to the.
That's
VIP.
One that you can't do that anywhere, but like for idiots like me.
Missy worked the pom poms at the game, worked the players after. No shame.
I don't know why I like that guy so much.
I love that voice too,
right,
man.
I love it. All right, we're going to do the entertainment drill, then the Guadalupe Squares. Tonight, of course, we've got. You got to try me. You drink beer, Gary?
Yeah, of course.
All right, you drink beer. You don't drink
love
beer.
Love cocaine.
That's right, I forgot about
I love
that.
Cocaine.
Never mind. I've got my beer,
Holmberg
bound for a thing tonight. They're serving a thing, you know.
Really?
Yeah, it's really good.
Hey, you know what?
Craig.
Screw it.
Let's do it.
Let's get Craig back
tonight.
On. Yes.
Dude, off the wagon for charity.
And die. Just drop dead on stage.
Encourage people to do that. Yeah, it's great. So
the good news about Craig is that he doesn't have to drive home. Just drink and then land right there. Yeah.
He's always home.
We actually made a joke that Holmberg was going to come back to the Celebrity Theater late tonight at midnight because he left something there. And when he gets back there, I'm there with a big trunk.
Just sitting on it.
Just like John Candy, the waitress. What are you doing here, Craig?
Jill died 10 years ago.
I don't have a home.
Yeah. And I would go, I forgot my coat. See ya.
Craig's perfect for when there's those Black Friday deals. He could stand out at like Best Buy starting on Monday.
Yeah, they think he's waiting. Yes.
Keep a spot for you.
Are you here waiting for that TV?
And then you could warm up the line. It's a great lineup.
I'm the guy you pay $20 to keep your spot for a few days.
Right.
Well, at the 20.
Oh boy, I'm hungry. Brady, please, for God's sakes, entertain us and get us moving forward.
It's brought to you by Porkopolis Barbecue and Chandler and Scottsdale. Great barbecue, cold beers. Nuff said.
There you go.
I got some more to add to that. The sluttiest girls were at Porkopolis.
Oh,
like iced tea.
It is. It's iced. It's the way the hookers or the pimps sounded. It was great.
Lindsay Lohan is back in the U.S. and she was on the Wendy Williams show. The interview will play today, but Lindsay is busy overseas. She has a nightclub in Greece.
Really?
This is all the projects she's talking to Wendy about, and she's also
all the Johns went.
She basically says she's out trumping Trump because when she gets back over to back to Greece, she has to talk about doing her lipstick line and designing an island in Dubai.
Isn't she dating that billionaire, though?
Lohan Island.
I thought so.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, she's got like some billionaire boyfriend.
And that's what she kind of says. It's fun.
Did you see when Wendy Williams fainted? Which
yes.
Was one of,
yes.
Maybe the greatest moment on TV.
Pretty awesome. Did you warm that audience up?
I was warming her up.
Yeah.
How you doing?
That'd be the worst decision she's ever made is to have you talking to that audience.
I want to see those jugs.
Horse tranquilizers to take Wendy down, but she finally caved.
Friends recently hit Netflix in the UK, and the British millennials have apparently been shocked by how it's filled with now offensive stuff like body shaming, transphobia, sexism, inappropriate relationships, homophobia.
Making America great again.
Because remember the episode where Ross was uncomfortable with the male nanny that Rachel hired because they had their daughter and he thought the guy might be gay?
Yeah. Can't do that anymore, huh?
Yep.
Gary, for years people thought you were gay. You were always uncomfortable.
For years.
Still do. Yeah, still. I'm just saying, well, you announced your marriage now. It doesn't mean you're not. But
there was that guy Kyle Dunnigan. He has a funny joke. Do you know Kyle?
Yeah, Kyle, yeah.
He said, you know, usually people think I'm gay, and then they meet me, and then they're pretty sure of it. By the way, great show with Matt LeBlanc. I don't know if you guys watch it. Episodes?
Hey, you warm that one up too?
It's a
tape show. They don't even have an audience. You just show up and warm things up.
I'm just
up.
There. I'm at a car wash.
he's out in the parking lot on that one.
Yeah. You're getting the spray wax today.
Yeah. If it gets too crowded at the car wash. You know what? Remember Kids in the Hall had the flying pig?
Yeah.
That's kind of you. You show up to one of life's many lineups and just entertain people.
Ribbon cuttings.
Right.
Queen Elizabeth fired her bra fitter.
Ooh.
She mentioned what she did for the royal family in a book.
Oh, I can't do that.
Out of canned.
Pardon the pun.
She talks about the old mum's jugs.
Yeah. Well, they're like 90
years
old.
She said they're pancakes. They're not pepperonis.
Of course they are.
No, she...
Queen Elizabeth could make some extra pounds.
Huey.
You think if you... Dropping her flapjack.
Think if you put ice on them, they'll waken back up.
Oh, God.
Things look worse for Mark Wahlberg. Because now the report is saying he refused to approve Christopher Plummer as Kevin Spacey's replacement.
How do you guys stand as entertainers, for or against Mark Wahlberg's awesome agent?
By the way, as long as he makes Daddy's Home 4, I'm okay with it.
Right, you're cool.
He can
with
do
that,
whatever
dude.
He wants.
Like if Gary made a deal, if you found out later today, Craig, that Gary was getting paid $1.5 million compared to your $80 for this show.
How would you be mad?
God bless his agent.
That's exactly. You know why? Because dudes are cooler.
Yep.
Now, if there was a girl comedian on this, it would be sexist. But guys are like, I made a bad deal.
I'm making a little less than that because I actually just wanted travel worked into the deal.
Yeah. You got a little cutback on it. But still. Yeah. It's just when you make a bad deal, you make a bad deal. Mark Wahlberg had him over a barrel.
Gary took the sandwich instead of $800.
Yesterday was the anniversary of the death of Large Marge from Pee Wee's Big Adventure.
Oh.
Mm.
Pee Wee made sure we didn't forget. He put it out there.
He posted that?
Yeah.
Good for you. Remember Large Marge. Always.
And this is in the music biz. Sting and Shaggy are doing a reggae album together.
Zoinks.
Yeah.
Like we're walking on the moon, Scoob.
Yeah. It's going to be unbelievable. Scoobert.
Huh. I would listen to that before I listen to whatever the real Shaggy sounds like.
Did you screen that story and know that the Shaggy? You just had a Shaggy.
You don't have a Shaggy.
He was ready.
No. Like, let's get out of here, Scoop.
I used to say that all the time. Whenever we had, it was a killer in high school because whenever we'd be someplace none of my friends wanted to be, I'm like,
let's get out of here, guys. This place is giving me the creeps.
Right. And everybody goes, that's hilarious. And then we drive around. Yeah. Shaggy got me out of fights. It was a good one to have.
Really?
It was an early age. That's one of the first ones you get. Shaggy.
My impressions got me a lot of free cocaine.
See, I never fell into that.
Oh, I did.
Like, let's do some lines.
Never really fell into that.
Hey, man, if we give you some coke, we do some Sam Kinison. Yeah, sure. Like, yeah, this is great. Yeah, yeah. And then the more coke you do, the faster Sam goes. Yeah, that's Sam. Yeah, we're going to go out and do some blow. We're going to do some blow. Oh.
And your whole act was about getting more cocaine as that character?
Or whatever character I did. I would do Cliff Clavin from Cheers.
Doing like, coke.
Well, I would be on coke.
Oh, well, like, so it wasn't you.
Yeah, you know, the cocaine actually came from Peru. Yeah, sure. Don't get me started talking about masturbation.
Little known.
Little known fact. Yeah, sure. Yeah. Yeah. And I got really good at impressions.
Yeah.
But I developed
a lot of cocaine.
I developed a really bad cocaine.
It's beautiful. All right. We're going to do the Guadalupe Squares with our special guest for tonight's redo of Holmberg's Happy Endings as we close out 2017
happy
in the
beginnings.
Middle of January. It doesn't make any sense, but we're doing it anyway. Guadalupe Squares, 602-585-9800 is the number. If you want to play We Need a Girl, We Need a Boy, the Squares are next.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. What the hell? 98. I'm not cool with this at all.
K-U.